Good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for August 13th, 2017. Koyo Kubosa here. So very, very glad you joined us. Well, it seems like a long time since I've been on the airwaves, and a lot of things have been going on. We took a trip to Hawaii, and summer has been pretty busy, this and that. But reality, with a capital R, things happen. And the Dharma, I was thinking, you know, the Dharma is not so much a abstract teaching, but when we say something is real, it means that it's a concrete thing or any concrete event, something has happened. We don't just think that something happened, or we don't, you know, if we're hungry, you need something to eat. I'm not saying that thinking is has no value, okay? So you think about how to meet your needs, but the actual thing itself, you can't eat your words or your thoughts, okay? You need food. And the Dharma has a lot of different meanings or nuances. But one of the meanings, not just Buddhist teachings, okay? It's reality. It's the law. It's things that happen. The Dharma is the phenomenal world. The Dharma's all around us. Okay, we live in a physical world. Our body is physical, okay? And of course, thoughts and feelings are real. But what I'm trying to say is, sometimes we get over or imbalanced in terms of living in a world of thoughts, ideas, theories, expectations, all these things that become like that is our real world. And although the importance of concrete things, and this is where sometimes we could learn from children, because children are very concrete, because their cognitive capacity is not fully developed, okay? And I was reading in Sunday Magazine, actually, and there was a column about health, and it says, happiness boosters. Okay. When you're stressed, sometimes it's easy to bury your head under the covers or hit the fridge. But it says, lift your spirits with one of these simple science-backed, well, it says secrets instead. I don't think it's secrets, but one of the things it says is exercise your gratitude muscle. And here it says, we know that expressing gratitude, especially if you do it daily, can make us happier. What's the problem? The average person runs out of things to say they're grateful for. And they quote an author of a book titled Broadcasting Happiness. And one of her advice, focus on unique, specific things and stuff instead of saying you're grateful for something general. I said, like your health. Try, I'm grateful for my health because it allows me to go for a 20-minute run today. Okay. So be specific. Don't just say, oh, I'm grateful for my health. But if you keep this up, you'll start to notice all the things that you're grateful for that you took for granted. Okay. So you might become become grateful for conversations at work or a flower in somebody's garden. Okay. So be a doer rather than just a thinker. Be a producer rather than just a consumer too. It's telling us to be active and really appreciate the things around us. And there was a lot of other things in this article, but I was thinking, gee, you know, just look around us. Wherever you are, you're in some kind of a place, in your car, in your office, in your home, in your, you know, and there's all kinds of things around us. Hey, wake up, pay attention. And this is sort of a segue, a lead in to our Dharma glimpse for today. We had gotten an email a few months ago from one of our lay ministers, and he said, I had a stroke while I was driving. Okay. And so this is an example of, it's the effects of this stroke had on his life. I know that some people, all of us, we take our health for granted. You can't help it in a way, okay? So I know that. So Adrian asked him to, if he wanted to do a Dharma, prepare a Dharma glimpse, you know, and because right away he thought about this and how this having this stroke affected his outlook. Okay? I mean, that's something that you can't ignore, and bam, okay? This is, so he, as part of our broadcast system, you could either give your Dharma glimpse live or you could tape it, okay? It goes on an MP3, and then it's stored and we could access it, okay? And so he did. He made a what we call extra Dharma glimpse that shows up on our studio switchboard. And also I want to click on that button and share this Dharma glimpse that he sent us, Michael Sayo, and he was part of the LM8 group. And he came to Brighton Center here in Central California for his induction. And so let's hear about him sharing his experience here. Michael Sayo.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Sayo, and my Dharma glimpse is entitled The Big R. I just wanted to share my experience before it disappears. I don't think I will ever forget it, and it has changed my life forever. I was driving the other day, and suddenly my hand froze. I could feel and see the enlarging of my hand as it froze and slowly moved up my arm, traveling toward my brain. The only image that is appropriate for this moment would be to describe that it was a very sharp pain, as in the movie Terminator. My arm felt like it was solid glass and getting heavier and heavier as the moments ticked by. It was traveling through my shoulder as it quickly decided to move toward my brain. suddenly it hit my mouth as it contorted and my speech started slurring. Like the weight of 100 shards of glass, it then proceeded to move back down my arm and down the left leg, landing in my foot. I called my neighbor and told him to call 911 and have an ambulance at the house if I could make it home. So what is the reason for opening up this post and talking about it? I just want you to know that whether you're Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, we are all blessed people, and every day can be your last day. So remember, if you say that unwise word or do something you may regret tomorrow, that tomorrow is not promised. So this stroke has been the awakening for me to be kind, loving, and more mindful of today. So please be aware of every moment on this beautiful planet. Reverend Cabos, I'd like to thank you for naming life's reality, the Big R. I just wanted to share this experience so that everyone realizes how important every day is and that every day is a good day. Thank you very much.
Very compact, short, but packed full of a, you know, bam, mess type of a message. When we hear about actual experience in someone's life, you know, I have forgotten about the Big R, life's reality. Tomorrow's not guaranteed anyone, you know. And if we say every day is a good day, there's also the saying that every day is the last day. Okay? We should treat it as though it could be our last day. That's something easy to say, but until you experience something, you know, I've gotten into the habit of considering that the Dharma is all around us and comes to visit us all the time. What we would consider good things, bad things, misfortune, is a, all dependent upon how you frame it, how you look at it. Okay? It could be a tremendous teaching. And to make it concrete, we say, oh, the Buddha came to visit us. And sometime a visiting Buddha pops into our life in term, and he's a stroke Buddha. A stroke came to us. And, of course, all kind of good things happen to us. Okay, but, oh, the flu Buddha visited. Okay. And we certainly hope that the stay is a short visit. You know, it was an uninvited visit, an unwelcome visit. But who knows who comes when your doorbell rings? Who's there? All kind of friends, salespeople, strangers. Okay? I know in one of the essays in one of my father's books, I think it was titled Misfortune is Fortune, and there was an article about all taking things for, if someone never got sick, they wouldn't know how to appreciate their health. So something that, some kind of a misfortune, okay, I'm not saying that we should welcome misfortune, no? But misfortune will come to us no matter what. Life will bring us, bring a Big R to us no matter what. No? This, that's the first noble truth. No? And the whole, what it's all about is, how do we meet these things? It's not the, we don't need to waste time actually thinking, why me, or why did this, or how do I don't, do I deserve this, or all of that. It's how we're going to respond to concrete, real ways. How am I going to deal with life? Huh? All of life. Okay. We will want to ignore the negative things and concentrate on the happy things, but by embracing all of life, accepting all of life, saying to life, hey, I'm with you, kid. Let's go. Okay. Raven putting our arm around him and saying, okay, I'm with you, kid. Let's go. Okay. I'm sort of paraphrasing a Maya Angelou quote. She said something like, you know, life loves it when you say, okay, kid, I'm with you. Let's go. Let's not forget, and then I'll remember a nice quote that I heard. I never forgot it. It was at a retreat, actually. Okay. And he said, don't forget what's truly important just because you have to deal with the merely urgent. We get so caught up in the little details of life, or maybe we miss the forest for the trees. Okay. And life itself, and plunking us down, and as Michael Sayo said, you know, be mindful. And then also, hey, be kind. Of course, the Dalai Lama is famous for saying, kindness is my religion. Okay. Or in the Dhammapada, there's a saying, we too shall pass away. Knowing this, how can we quarrel? Very, very simple. Yet, it's not something that we should can actually really practice. We have to be it. We have to jump in. Okay? This is not something that we carry around like water in a basket. Okay? Sometimes religion, there was a illustration about fruit in a basket. And they were thinking that different religions are like the different fruit. Okay? This religion is a is a banana. This is an orange, and the observation was made that, well, Buddhism is not one of the fruits really, it's the basket. In terms of its philosophy or outlook, okay. In terms of labels, isms, and things like this, and then I'm reminded when I think about that we want to try to hold the teaching in our hands. We want to grasp it. We want to, and what is that, the dynamics of that psychological process where, you know, of what is practice? And as a means to an end, or as my father would say, means equals end. Practice is enlightenment. And there's a classic story in the Buddhist literature about a congregation member coming up to the Buddhist teacher and saying, I've been so devoted and everything, and I'm really sincere. But, you know, my mind is like a empty sieve. I just can't hold the teachings that you give and so forth. Okay. And the teacher said, that's very simple. Don't put the water in the basket. Just throw the basket into the water. Okay. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a wonderful, beautiful day. Thank you.